As your firm grows, one of the most troubling aspects is that you have to hire new people. You might need a new paralegal or two. You might need a new associate attorney. And it's frustrating, especially in today's tight labor market. What a lot of people are doing is using the fog the mirror approach. If they fog the mirror, you hire them. Don't do that. That's really a bad way to hire people. We all know that. And even if you're desperate, even if you're very, very busy, go by the old adage, which is hire slow and fire fast. I oftentimes have not followed that advice, much to my own detriment. But nevertheless, how do you find good people? How do you determine who's going to work out and who's not? You know, what you generally want are people who are motivated, people who are alert, curious, and responsive. You need to make sure they have good communication skills. These are all words that you may want to put in your want ad, wherever you might post it online or elsewhere. So what do you do? How can you tell that you're going to hire somebody that's going to be a right fit team member? One of the things that I wrote about in the email that accompanies this podcast episode is the Colby Index. We have a Colby certified specialist on our staff, Maria Reimer. She is a team member and has been for about 9 years or so by my side, but we recently got her certified in this special index that we've had exceptional results from. What Colby determines is your propensities. It divides people into four different categories: fact finder, follow through, quick start, and implementer. And I'm not going to review all of those right now. I don't have the time to do that in a short podcast episode, but you can learn more about this through us. We're going to have the Practice Accelerator event coming up that I'll talk about in just a minute. But the Colby Index is one propensity exam. There are others. You can take them in conjunction, but that's a good place to start. A Colby test we give to the top candidates. We give them a Colby Index. There's no right or wrong answers to that index. It does tell us their propensities. That's one thing that you can do. Now, with millennials and Generation Xers, they're a new bunch. It's really wrong to categorize people, say, well, you're a millennial, so this is going to be what you're like. I have three daughters, two of whom are millennials and one's a Gen Xer, and they're all different from each other. Nonetheless, you can't categorize them as a generation. But I'll say that there are some similarities in the sense that work is a means to an end. They work hard. My oldest daughter works in New York City in a marketing firm. She works very, very hard. But she's motivated by having work-life balance. One day she'll start a family and she'll want that work-life balance. And of course, I think everybody's motivated by salary, bonuses, and benefits like health insurance and 401k plans. The best you can do there, and that really helps. But you also have to communicate that to your team. Show them what leads to more revenue, which will lead to higher salaries and bonuses and benefits. As I said in the email, we take it upon ourselves to tell the team, gather them, say, hey, you know what? Susie got a great compliment from one of the clients. Here's what they said. Or in a Google review, somebody gives us a 5-star Google review and we see what they say and we send that around to the team members if they haven't seen it online. So there's a lot you can do there. Now, going to Practice Accelerator, that's October 27th and 28th in Captiva Island, Florida at the beautiful South Seas Resort. We're going to go through something called a self-evaluator, where we integrate how Colby works with hiring and with the self-evaluator so you can determine what motivates each member of your team and what might motivate someone who you're considering bringing on. So when you come in October, we're going to share that with you along with many other tools. Take a look at the curriculum. I think you'll be very impressed and you'll find that this is a couple days that you simply can't miss to take your firm to the next level. I hope to see you there. Remember also September 17th at noon Eastern time, I'm going to share with everyone how to increase your average estate planning fee without changing your fee structure. So do tune into that. You'll see links accompanying this podcast episode. Once again, to your bigger future, this is Craig Hirsch.